A Fairbanks grand jury has indicted 13 inmates from the Fairbanks Correctional Center on charges of rioting and criminal mischief related to an August 17th riot at the facility. The inmates took over a part of the jail for about an hour and a half before surrendering when two tactical police units released tear gas. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
When the 13 inmates took over the A wing of Fairbanks Correctional Center on August 17th, the jail was locked down and Wilbur Street, which leads to the facility, was closed off. Alaska State Troopers and Fairbanks Police helped corrections staff secure the area, and both troopers and city police called in tactical response units. They ordered the inmates to surrender, and the prisoners responded by breaking windows and pouring slippery soap on the floors in anticipation of officers charging in. But after police fired a volley of tear gas, the inmates surrendered. Some of the 13 indicted inmates have lengthy criminal records that include convictions for violent offenses and whose cases have now been reopened as a result of their roles in the riot. They include 23-year-old Tevin Alonza Davis of Fairbanks, who's charged with two counts each of first and second degree murder in connection with shootings at a Southside nightclub that left one man dead and another wounded in 2016. And 24-year-old Dimitri James Rice of Fairbanks, who's charged with kidnapping, assault, and armed robbery related to a home invasion last Christmas in which one man was pistol whipped and another held at gunpoint. Fairbanks District Attorney Greg Olson was traveling today and unavailable to talk about the case. State Department of Corrections officials didn't respond to queries by deadline, and Alaska State Troopers and Fairbanks Police declined to comment. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.